order. Introduction, reading, and reference of bills. Senate File 48, first reading of the bill.
Senate File Number 48, sponsored by Senator Johnson, Professional Engineers and Surveys Practice Act, and Act relating to surveyors and engineers.
Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. What is it, 24-1? I move introduction of Senate File 48 and would ask that you approve and vote for that introduction. Last year we had Senate File 113, and it's the licensing bill for engineers and surveyors, and it passed out of the Senate very handily. And when staff was looking at it between the Senate and the House, they found a few areas that they questioned. And my decision was, rather than it's such a thick bill, than doing a quick and dirty fix on it, let's just lay it over the summer, let them look at it in depth, talk to the surveyors, talk to the engineers, talk to the state engineer, and make sure that it's done right this time. This bill has been before us probably the past 5 or 6 years, and finally all of the players agree on it, and that's why it was successful, in fact, in getting out of the committee last year. So it's been cleaned up. It's good. All of the players are happy with it, and I would ask that you vote for introduction.
Thank you, Senator Johnson. Senate File 48, Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns? Burns?
No.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Amrick?
Aye.
Esquibel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks? Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Meyer,
no.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 28 ayes, 2 noes.
Senate File 48, having received a 2/3 majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 49, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 49, sponsored by Senator Emmerich, Terms for Youth Board of Agriculture Members. And act relating to the term for Youth Board of Agriculture members.
Senate File 49, Senator Emmerich, would you like to introduce the bill, please?
Thank you, Chairman. Chairman, pursuant to Senate Rule 24.1, I move Senate File 49 and ask for your favorable consideration. The Board of Agriculture currently consists of 13 members, 7 of which are appointed by the Governor. From each appointment district, the governor is representative and the dean of the College of Agriculture. In 2007, however, the legislature recommended 4 additional voting members that are referred to as youth members who must be between 18 and 30 and are engaged in chiefly agricultural work. One member is appointed from each of the quadrants of the state. All of the appointed members are currently serving or appointed for a term of 6 years. The experience in the past 5 years have shown that the 6-year term is not appropriate for the youth members. because of changing work, obligations, family situations, marriage, things of that sort, they are not able to fully participate in board meetings and activities. There are currently two vacancies due to resignations and due to changing family and work situations. The current board and the director supports this proposed legislation to decrease the term for the youth board to 4 years. This change will reduce the likelihood of non-participation or resignations and also foster greater interest by youth producers serving on the board. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator. Senate File 49. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 49, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture.
Mr. President?
Yes, Senator Johnson.
May I have privilege of the floor?
You may.
Okay, sitting in the south balcony, they will stand right now because I'm asking them to, is the Laramie County Junior Leadership Program class. They're juniors, and they represent the students of Cheyenne East, Cheyenne Central, Cheyenne South, Burns, and Pine Bluffs. And with them is somebody that we all know, Rachel Gert. Will you please welcome our outstanding juniors?
Welcome, students, and we hope you enjoy your time in the Capitol. Senate File 50, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 50, sponsored by Senator Nutting, Youth Sport Concussion Management, an act relating to public health and safety.
Senator Nutting, would you like to speak to this?
Senate Rule 24-1, I move Senate File 50, Youth Sports Concussion Management, and ask for your positive approval. Last year, we passed a concussion bill for high school athletes. This is an identical bill, except that it addresses out-of-school sports. So it would include little league soccer teams, hockey teams, rodeo teams. In your red folders, you had a youth sports concussion guideline. Some of the objections that I've had to this bill is that it is too much to ask of volunteer coaches, but actually they're probably a more important audience because they may not be as familiar with it, and also because they're working with younger children who are even more susceptible to brain damage. The training program can be as simple as making sure that they've seen a single sheet of paper similar to this. It has the signs and symptoms of concussion, plan for return to play. On the right-hand lower corner, there's a summary of the risk of somebody playing with a concussion. If a young child receives a concussion and very quickly goes back into play again, they're at risk of a second impact syndrome, which can be fatal. There are also the risk of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which can last the duration of the young athlete's life. There's also post-concussion syndrome that can last for months to years, causing attention deficits, headaches, dizziness, and many other symptoms that you'll see here. So just making sure that a form this simple is in the hands of parents of young athletes and of coaches can be life-saving. So I ask for your approval for the continuation of this bill.
Thank you, Senator. Senate File 50, the Chief Clerk will call a roll.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Esquibel?
Aye.
Geist?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Anderson?
No.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 27 ayes, 3 noes.
Senate File 50, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor Health. Senate File 52, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 52, sponsored by Senator Rothfuss, Dyslexia Screening and Response, an act relating to reading assessment and intervention.
Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, pursuant to Rule 24-1, I'd move Senate File 52, Dyslexia Screening and Response, and ask for favorable consideration. Mr. President, we've focused a lot over the last couple of years on early childhood reading, and we've placed a lot of importance on that, recognizing that third grade reading is a key indicator to success throughout the K-12 system and in life. One of the issues that came to me from a constituent over the last couple of years is the approach that we have right now to dyslexia screening and to response for reading difficulties in early education. Mr. President, this piece of legislation tries to provide a remedy for some of the problems that we have in our system. I went to the former director of the Department of Education for special education programs and worked with her to prepare this bill. And it's a relatively simple bill that has three key components. The first is that it adds an identification and screening component to our current K-3 reading screening program, and it attempts to identify dyslexia and other reading difficulties as early as possible in K-3. In addition to a universal screening instrument, the Department of Education shall identify standardized assessments instruments utilized to identify dyslexia and other reading difficulties. We try to be broad in terms of dyslexia and other reading difficulties because there's a lot of definitional conversation regarding dyslexia and what it's comprised of. What we want to do is see if children are going to have difficulties learning under our system, and if they are, we want to address that. But probably the key component is right now, some of our districts are basically allowed to say, well, this child is not far enough behind to be worthy of an intervention or any type of remediation. And we want to address that and ensure that all of our districts, Mr. President, are addressing the needs of students when those needs are identified. So as part of this piece of legislation, the program shall be multi-tiered and shall include various interventions to encourage remediation of any reading difficulty as early as possible. In other words, when we see a problem, we fix the problem, which seems like an obvious and rational approach, but it's not necessarily what we're doing right now. And the final component, Mr. President, is simply a reporting requirement to see if this works. We have them come back to the Joint Education Committee and tell us whether or not this screening is identifying reading disabilities.
30 seconds.
Or if there's any problems or additional legislation that perhaps might further facilitate that process. Mr. President, I'd ask for favorable consideration from the body. I believe this is an excellent little bill, and I'd ask the body for support. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Senate File 52, Chief Clerk, will call the roll.
Barnard. Bebout, Burns, Case, Christensen, Coe, Cooper, Dockstetter, Driscoll, Emmerich, Esquibel, Geist, Hastert, Hicks, Hines, Jennings, Johnson, Landon. Martin. Meyer. Nicholas. Nutting. Perkins. Peterson. Ross. Rothfuss. Schiffer. Scott. Von Slatern. President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 27 ayes, 3 noes.
Senate File 52, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 54, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 54, sponsored by Senator Landon. Meningococcal vaccination. An act relating to public health.
Senator Landon, would you like to talk about this stuff?
Mr. President, thank you. Just like the good senator behind me, I bring this back just for the reader. Clandestine and meningococcal, we're going to talk about them both during this session. Mr. President, pursuant to Senate Rule 24-1, I would move introduction of Senate File 54, meningococcal vaccinations. I rise today, fellow senators, on behalf of the efforts of several of our high school students there in central Wyoming who have worked diligently and with a lot of energy on this particular issue the last couple of years. You remember that because last year we considered a similar issue. Don't believe all that you read, however. This is not the same bill in any way, shape, or form of what we considered a year ago. What this bill says, basically, ladies and gentlemen, is that if you intend to go to college in Wyoming, we are asking that you receive the meningitis vaccine. What we're talking about here is one of the most feared infectious diseases that we have. I think you probably, some of you read that this week we lost another student in the state of Michigan to this disease. It can kill in a matter of hours. The early symptoms mimic less serious conditions, and so it can be very difficult to diagnose. Meningococcal infections is usually acquired through intimate contact, and therefore our 18 to 22, 23-year-old age group is particularly susceptible to this disease. And in this day and age, folks, we have students who arrive at these campuses from all over the world. At that college campus in central Wyoming, for example, that's not a very big college campus, but today you can find students from 38 different states and from 11 different foreign countries, and they bring with them varied backgrounds in terms of health care and immunizations. So it can put our students at great risk. This bill is pretty straightforward. It simply says that if you want to attend college in Wyoming, we're asking you to get vaccinated against meningitis, just like we ask you to get vaccinated against MMR. The University of Wyoming officials have expressed support of this bill. They actually have a couple of minor suggestions should it get to committee. You know, there are those times that There are lots of folks out there, I'm sure, that you've heard from.
30 seconds.
Who don't believe in vaccinations at all. Thank goodness we do vaccinate. And is it time for this one? I believe it is. I think this is a good bill. I would appreciate your support for introduction. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Landon. Senate File 54, reading, or the chief clerk will call the roll, please.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case. Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Esquibel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Meyer?
No.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins? Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Schiffer?
No.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Slatern?
Aye.
President Anderson?
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 24 ayes, 6 noes.
Senate File 54, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor Health. Senate File 55, first reading of the bill.
Senate File Number 55, sponsored by Senator Bebout, Purchase of Federal Lands, and Act Relating to State Trust Lands.
Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. Per rule, Senate Rule 24-1, I move for the introduction of Senate File 55, Purchase of Federal Lands. Member of the Senate, what this bill does very simply is if we in fact sell any trust lands to the state government, that money that comes from that sale pursuant to, and if you look at the language on the second page, upon the request of the board, that being slip and when determined by the board to be consistent with the duties and obligations owed to beneficiaries of state trust land sale proceeds, the state treasurer shall invest funds received from the sale of trust lands to the federal government. So what we're saying, members of the Senate, if we in fact sell some state trust lands to the federal government, then the board has an opportunity, if they want to, and it's within their fiduciary responsibility to buy state or buy federal trust lands back. The purpose of the bill is when we sell state trust lands, and we're looking at the situation that we have in Teton County last year that we may or may not get the money from, I would have much rather seen us trade that for federal minerals or other federal lands that we can bring into the state and control them. This is a small step, Mr. President, to go down that road. I'd like to control more and more of the federal lands within our state. That's a tough one to do, but this is one step to allow us to take the money we get from selling state trust lands to the federal government and utilize that to buy federal lands back that won't be owned and controlled by the state. I ask for your support.
Thank you. Senate File 55, Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll. Amrick,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer, Scott, Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
Senate File 55, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 60, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 60, sponsored by Senator Esquibel, Hydraulic Fracturing Disclosure Requirements, and Act Relating to Oil and Gas.
Senator Esquibel.
Thank you, Mr. President. As per Senate Rule 24-1, I bring Senate File Number 60 for your favorable recommendation. Mr. President, members of the Senate, I guess like with all pieces of legislation, the question can always be asked whether we need it or not. And a question might be very appropriate in this case because we do have rules and regulations on hydraulic fracturing. The state of Wyoming, it's my understanding, was the first state to have rules and regulations regarding hydraulic fracturing and disclosure requirements. However, soon after that, the state of Texas was the first state to pass a state law regarding hydraulic fracturing and disclosure requirements. So after reading various articles regarding pro and con regarding hydraulic fracturing and water quality and impacts and things of that nature, I thought it might be helpful to prepare a bill that would combine some of the rules and regulations of our Oil and Gas Commission plus some aspects of the Texas law. So if Texas can have a state law, maybe Wyoming can have a Texas law. If Texas can have a state law, Wyoming can have a state law based on the Texas law, which is based on the Wyoming rules and regulations. So the purpose of this is to hopefully enhance our rules and regulations. And also, the other purpose is that this would provide some legislative oversight to the Oil and Gas Commission. One of the main bodies of the of this bill is on page 4, which, because I know there's a lot of questions about trade secrets, and this, and the commission shall only withhold public disclosure of the chemical components of a hydraulic fracturing treatment upon finding by clear and convincing evidence that public disclosure will preclude an economic advantage or an opportunity to obtain an economic advantage to the operator or service company claiming the trade secret over those who do not know or use a hydraulic fracturing treatment. So there are some provisions for maintaining trade secrets as long as the commission finds that it will not adversely affect the public health, welfare, and safety of the citizens of Wyoming or harm the resource itself. With that, Mr. President, I ask for your favorable recommendation.
Thank you, Senator. Senate File 60. Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
No.
Burns.
No.
Case. Christensen.
No.
Coe.
No.
Cooper.
No.
Dockstader.
No.
Driscoll.
No.
Emmerich.
No.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
No.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
No.
Hines.
No.
Jennings.
No.
Johnson.
No.
Landon.
No.
Martin.
No.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
No.
Peterson.
No.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
No.
Von Flatern. President Anderson.
No.
Closing vote. Christensen. No to aye. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 10 ayes, 20 noes.
Senate File 60. Having failed to receive a two-thirds majority vote, Senate File 60 has failed introduction. Senate File 56, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 56, sponsored by Senator Rothfuss, Primary Elections, an act relating to elections.
Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, pursuant to Senate Rule 24-1, I'd move for introduction of Senate File 56, Primary Elections, and ask for favorable consideration. Mr. President, this is a substantial change to the way we would do our election, the way we would do our primary system. And, Mr. President, I think this is a conversation that we should start having because this has a lot of advantages over our current system in terms of participation, of making sure that all of the voters have a chance to vote and have the representation that they need, to engage independent voters, and to make sure that there are competitive elections throughout the state in all of the elections that we hold. Mr. President, the way this alternative process works, it's called a top two primary. And what it would do is have what is effectively an open primary system where all of the voters receive the same ballot. It's effectively a nonpartisan ballot. Whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, a Libertarian, an Independent, you receive this ballot. And it has a list of the candidates for either partisan or nonpartisan office. And when you vote, rather than having just one vote, you would have two votes in a partisan election or twice the total number of votes you'd need in a multi-seat election. But basically, for our Senate seat, the voter in the primary would have two votes. Now, the interesting change in addition to that, Mr. President, is that the top two vote getters, regardless of political party, would go on to the general election. That general election would be held as normal, with the exception of the fact that there's no necessity for a particular party to be present. Now, obviously, this is going to create a very different system. There's some important things to know. One is that it doesn't affect the way the general election behaves or is conducted. It doesn't affect the presidential election. It would have to eliminate the selection of precinct committee persons on that primary ballot, which is a kind of an unintended consequence, but a necessary consequence of the way the ballot would be done, and parties would be required to elect their own officers, which is basically the consequence there. But, Mr. President, the one thing this system would do, which is different from what we have right now, is ensure that every person in Wyoming, every voter, gets to vote in every election that is relevant to them. That is not the case right now. Many of our elections are decided in the primary.
30 seconds.
You have to decide which primary you're interested in voting in. You do a lot of crossover voting so that you vote in what's considered the important election, and oftentimes the general election is inconsequential. This provides a remedy for that. And, Mr. President, what I would ask is I'd ask for introduction so that we have the opportunity to discuss this piece of legislation and then potentially consider it again next year if we're not satisfied with where it's at this year. But it's that discussion that I'd like to have this year, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Rothfuss.
Consideration. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senate File 56, Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Barnard.
No.
Bebout.
No.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
No.
Coe.
No.
Cooper.
No.
Dockstader.
No.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
No.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
No.
Hastert. Hicks,
no.
Hines,
no.
Jennings,
no.
Johnson,
no.
Landon,
no.
Martin,
no.
Meyer,
no.
Nicholas,
no.
Nutting,
no.
Perkins,
no.
Peterson,
no.
Ross,
no.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer, Scott,
no.
Bonflatern,
aye.
President Anderson.
No.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 7 ayes, 23 noes.
Senate File 56, having failed to receive a two-thirds majority vote, Senate File 56 has failed introduction. Senate File 61, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 61, sponsored by Senator Cooper, insurance coverage for vehicle accident cleanup costs and acts relating to insurance coverage.
Senator Cooper.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, pursuant to Senate Rule 24-1, I move for introduction of Senate File 61, the insurance coverage for accident cleanup cost. Mr. President, vehicle towing operators, are now required to clean up the debris from accidents in the road right-of-ways for non-commercial vehicles. This is also a condition that was placed upon them by police officers in the Highway Patrol because in order to stay on the call-out list within the counties that they're in, they have to be able to agree to do this cleanup or they'll be taken off the list. But towing operators can't bill the insurance carrier for these cleanup costs because they are not covered in the vehicle insurance. They're also not able to bill the state for these costs. If they attempt to bill the vehicle owner, they are told usually to collect from the insurance company, and, of course, the insurance company refuses. Also, many times it becomes problematic with the types of debris that they're cleaning up, for example, the disposal of oil or waste of different kinds in these accident sites. This puts towing operators between a rock and a hard place where they either have to eat the cost or be removed from the call list, as I mentioned before. Senate File 61 requires insurance companies to cover the cost of accident cleanup on all vehicle liability policies in order to remedy this problem. I will add, though, that this may add additional expenses to the premium cost of those that are covered in this. Thank you. I appreciate your affirmative vote.
Thank you, Senator Cooper. Senate File 61, the Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout. Burns, Case, Christensen, Coe, Cooper,
aye.
Dockstader,
aye.
Driscoll, Emmerich,
no.
Esquibel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
no.
Hines,
no.
Jennings,
no.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Martin, Meyer, Nicholas,
no.
Nutting,
no.
Perkins,
no.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
no.
Rothfuss,
no.
Schiffer,
no.
Scott,
no.
Bonflatern,
no.
President Anderson.
No.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 16 ayes, 14 noes.
Senate File 61, having failed to receive a two-thirds majority vote, Senate File 61 has failed introduction. Senate Joint Resolution Number 1. Please read the resolution.
Senate Joint Resolution 1, sponsored by Senator Hicks, Wildlife Property of the State, a joint resolution proposing to amend the Wyoming Constitution to declare that all wildlife is a property of the state.
Senator Hicks.
Mr. President and members of the body, pursuant to Senate Rule 24-1, I would ask for your favorable consideration and to move Senate Joint Resolution Number 1, Wildlife Property of the State. Currently, as it exists today, it's statute that the state of Wyoming owns wildlife. The language that you see in this, the first sentence, just moves that out of statutes and would move it into our Constitution. The second sentence on there would not only include the ownership of the property, but also the distribution of wildlife and establishment of those population objectives would be the property of the, or be the sole responsibility of the state. The genesis of this is that at some point in time, wildlife is being used against the three economic legs within the state of Wyoming, and that's recreation, energy, and agriculture across the state of Wyoming. Right now, the BLM lists 88 non-endangered species, 88 different management species that give special consideration on federal land. The Forest Service has 88. Any one of those species can restrict economic activity. At some point in time, we may be in a position that the state may want to challenge these decisions from a standpoint of the ownership of that wildlife and ultimately who has that decision to manage that resource. As it's the state's resource, then obviously the state has a vested interest in managing that. What this basically does is move it from our statute into our Constitution. And the rationale from that, if you look at case history across the United States, that the federal court system has always given a higher deference to stuff and issues that are in the state constitution versus things that are in state statutes. In other words, if and when the state of Wyoming ever wanted to pursue a decision against a federal land management agency on an action taken that we felt adverse related to wildlife, it may put the state in a better position to deal with that. Now, I will tell you, I've discussed this with the Attorney General and the Governor's office. I just received today a memo from the Attorney General's office to start looking at this issue. And I got to give you the Paul Harvey version. Stay tuned, because I got it about an hour ago, and I haven't had a chance to digest the whole thing. But we are looking at this at a lot of different levels. With that, members, I would ask for a positive affirmation in support of this bill.
Thank you. Senate Joint Resolution 1. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
No.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe. Cooper,
aye.
Dockstader,
aye.
Driscoll,
aye.
Emmerich,
aye.
Esquibel,
no.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Meyer,
no.
Nicholas,
no.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Schiffer?
No.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
No.
President Anderson?
No.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 20 ayes, 10 noes.
Senate Joint Resolution 1, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to committee number 6. TRW. Senate File 67, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 67, sponsored by Senator Perkins, Real Estate Brokers and Sales Agent Opinions on Value, and Act Relating to Real Estate Brokers and Sales Agents.
Go ahead, Senator Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. President. Pursuant to Senate Rule 24-1, I move Senate File 67, Real Estate Brokers and Sales Agents' Opinions on Value, ask for favorable consideration. What this is for years there's been, we've all seen these are commonly called CMAs or current market analysis by realtors, and there gets to be some issues between them and appraisers about when they can be used and how they can't be used, and some things like that. So what this is the realtors came and asked if we could help get this lined out so that
it's a little bit more clear when they can do these and when they can't. And anyway, that's what this bill's about, is it outlines the provisions, when you can use those CMAs and when they'd be appropriate and when they wouldn't be, and so that everybody knows what rules are playing by. And with that explanation, I'd ask for your favorable consideration.
Thank you, Senator. Senate File 67, reading clerk will call the roll.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Esquivel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Anderson?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 67, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 29, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 29, sponsored by Senator Esquivel, SPICE definition amended, and act relating to the Wyoming Controlled Substance Act.
Go ahead, Senator Esquivel.
President, thank you, Mr. President. As per Senate Rule 24-1, I bring to you Senate File 29, SPICE definition amended. And this hopefully will spice up the discussion somewhat. Several months ago, we were contacted by the Department of Criminal Investigation that enrolled Senate Act Number 85, which was passed by this legislature in 2011, needed some updates. Basically, enrolled Senate Act Number 85, which was introduced during the 61st legislature, was intended to ban all chemical compounds which are associated with products known as spice, synthetic marijuana. This bill covered 91 known compounds being used to prepare spice In the middle of 2011, a few new compounds with slightly altered chemical structures derived from 3-benzolindole and substituted with halocolfluorine at the pyrrolindole rings emerged on the market. New compounds the street chemists apparently have come up with. These altered compounds were not covered by the bill. As a consequence of the consequences of these new emerging compounds, 35% of spice cases analyzed by the Wyoming State Crime Laboratory in 2011 were reported as containing uncontrolled substances. So this bill basically updates the spice legislation that we passed last year, Mr. President. I ask for your favorable recommendation.
Thank you, Senator. Senate File 29. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case? Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Esquivel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas? Nutting? Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Anderson,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Closing vote, closing, vote closed, 29 ayes, 1 no.
Senate File 29, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 64, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 64, sponsored by Senator Hines, Criminal Trespass, and Act Relating to Criminal Trespass.
Senator Hines.
Mr. President, according to Rule 24.1, I move for introduction into Senate File 64, Criminal Trespass. What this does, it refers to trespassing on private lands. In Wyoming, currently, the law is that all lands have to be posted. But the problem with this is a lot of lands are in what we call the open range, where there's no fences, there's no boundary marks. And so what this would do would say that a person is presumed to know what is private lands. Your BLM lands and your state lands are all supposed to be posted. If you, different areas, there's miles and miles of open range. And so this would eliminate that part of a landowner trying to have it all posted. You could have it posted one place and go down the road a little bit and it would be out of sight and they'd claim they couldn't see it. The trouble with posting, we have animals, wind, weather, you know, different type things, vandalism, that tears down these signs. This would only apply to weather, to rural lands, not subdivisions, cities, or towns. I think it's something that needs to be discussed further, and I'd like to have it go into a committee and further discussion, so I ask your support.
Thank you, Senator. Senate File 64, Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
No.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
No.
Martin. Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
no.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
no.
Rothfuss,
no.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
no.
Bonflatern,
aye.
President Anderson,
aye.
Closing vote closed. 22 ayes, 8 noes.
Senate File 64. Having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 62, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 62, sponsored by Senator Cooper. Electrical installation licensing exceptions, an act relating to licensings for electrical installations.
Senator Cooper, you're up.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, pursuant to Senate Rule 24-1, I move Senate File 62, Electrical Installation Licensing Exceptions, for, and I move that bill for introduction. Mr. President, Senate File 62 was brought at the request of the Cooperative Electrical Associations in Wyoming, and as you noticed, I sent around a little drawing for you. It's a pretty busy little drawing, but as I go through this, it'll help you kind of figure out what a primary is, secondary is, a load side and line side, so forth. This bill provides for an exception to allow REA linemen to work on the load side of an electric service under two special conditions. Under the current statutes, only a licensed electrician can work on the load side of a service entrance equipment. This is everything beyond the meter, as shown on the drawing. Senate File 62 allows for an exemption to the statute under Section A for loadside connections in close proximity to high voltage primary calculations, and you can see where close proximity is on there on the drawing. This is to protect a possible unsafe working condition for licensed electricians who normally don't have that type of equipment to work in that type of proximity. Section B provides for an exemption for REA linemen in cases of an emergency like a natural disaster when all the services are down at a house, for example, and they're there, they can repair the load side and the line side of the service at the same time and get the power back on into the house instead of waiting for maybe days to get an electrician out there. This is the second exception is for emergencies. These exemptions have been reviewed and approved by the State Electrical Inspection and is okay with that. I would appreciate your affirmative vote on this bill. Thank you.
The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Dockstader. I'm Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquivel. Geis, Hastert, Hicks, Hines, Jennings, Johnson, Landon, Martin, Meyer, Nicholas, Nutting, Perkins, Peterson, Ross, Rothfuss, Schiffer, Scott, Von Flatern, President Anderson. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
Set of files. 62 having received two-thirds majority vote is assigned to committee number 7. Set of file 66, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 66, sponsored by Senator Perkins, Medical Assistant Hospice Care, an act relating to Medicaid.
Senator Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Pursuant to Senate Rule 24-1, I move Senate File 66, Medical Assistance Hospice Care, ask for favorable consideration. So, fellow Senate members, this is a bill that I've worked on with the hospice folks for about a little over a year. The long and short of it is this, is that we have a number of, in this state, we do hospice a little bit differently than a lot of states. In this state, we have a number of inpatient beds where hospice care is actually performed inpatient. And most of us have been, a number of us have those in our communities and are aware of the work that they do. What we found is under the current bill, when you have a room and board in there, while that would be paid if they were in hospice care, if they're receiving hospice care in a nursing home, that room and board would be paid for in the nursing home, but it's not paid for in hospice care. So we bring this bill, and what this bill does is it would allow reimbursement for those inpatient hospice individuals at the same rate that the nursing homes get it. Now, as you look at that, there's a substantial appropriation on that. I don't think it's that high. I told them how to compute that. The department had to compute that and how I wanted to compute it. If this is introduced, I'll take that to appropriations. I think it's significantly less, if not actually saves money. There's a study by Duke that's out there that I'll share that says that in the last 40 days of a person's life, hospice care actually saves about $3,700. I think in addition to that, the average hospice stays about 7 days. Usually that's covered by Medicare, although not always. And finally, I think the other issue that comes along with that is that these individuals oftentimes can be moved out of hospitals. In hospitals, these costs are probably $7,000 to $14,000 a day, depending on the level of care they're receiving. So if we can move them to a hospice care facility for the final days of their life, obviously that will save substantial amounts of money. So with that, I think it's a discussion we ought to have. It doesn't. The Department of Health currently interprets the statute as it's not covered, and so it's not reimbursable. So we'd ask your favorable consideration so we can bring this and see if we can get the appropriation figured out and we can talk about it and vote on it. Thank you for your consideration.
The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case. Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks. Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott, Von
Flatern, aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote, closing, vote closed, 30 ayes.
Senate File 66, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 10. Senate File 65, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 65, sponsored by Senator Anderson, Applied Agricultural Research Funding Program, an act relating to the Department of Agriculture.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Mr. Vice President, pursuant to Senate Rule 24-1, I would like to move for introduction, Senate File 65, and I would ask for your favorable consideration. Members of the body, this bill comes to you as a bill titled Applied Agriculture Research Funding Program, and it comes as a result of a request from a constituent who is a, I would say, smaller ag producer, a cattle rancher, in regard to in search of information to help him further make his operation profitable. So in that vein, I bring it before you. It's an act that relates to the Department of Agriculture establishing the Agricultural Research Funding Program as specified in the bill, and it provides for rulemaking authority providing an appropriation, requiring a report, and providing for an effective date. What this bill does, you know, we know that the College of Agriculture at UW excels in acquiring competitive research dollars, but however, current applied agriculture research at UW is driven primarily by source of research funding and the interest of a research facility. Ag producers are often faced with challenges in production and marketing that beg for targeted short-term research results. And as an example I offer to you, cattle producers in northwestern Wyoming would benefit from development of a financial template to assist them in making decisions as whether to continue perhaps with a cow-calf operation with the attendant risk of brucellosis, or perhaps would it be better to convert to a yearling operation, thereby eliminating some of the brucellosis risk. Such a template could be developed in a relatively short time by an economist and funded under this proposed program. And this example would probably be, this could be done for $5,000 or $6,000 perhaps. The Board of Agriculture provides a peer review driven vehicle to review and assess industry related research projects. And this research is not limited to educational institution. If there is another entity that can best meet the need in a timely fashion, the board will have this option. Nevertheless, a preference will be given to UW, community colleges, and just quickly, it's even conceivable that a local FFA chapter through this grant provision might work carefully with a local producer and come up with some answers. There's a $200,000 appropriation included in the bill, and at the end of June 30th, 2014, any unexpended funds would revert back. And I would also say that there's a provision this appropriation shall not be included in the department's 2015-16 standard biennial budget request. And I would say in that vein that it's really a bit of a trial balloon to see if we can help these small producers continue to support the Wyoming economy like they are now. And we know where ag is in relation to the rest of the economy. I would beg your favorable consideration. Thank you.
Perfect timing. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barnard. Aye. Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Meyer. Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
No.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Platern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote.
Burns.
Aye to no. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 27 ayes, 3 noes.
Senate File 65, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 5.
Just put it there. Yeah, she'll get it. Thank you. Thanks. Do I have any reports? Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk. Go ahead, Mr. Majority
Leader. Thank you, Mr. President. Tomorrow, folks, you'll see six bills that will be on the
on the board for Committee of the Whole. And with that, good work today. Mr. President, I move that we stand adjourned until 10 a.m. Wednesday, February 15th.
Announcements, Senator Geis.
Mr. President, your committee of number 5, Agriculture, Public Land, Water Resources, will meet at 3:30, and we're going to take up Senate File 18, Reimbursement for Livestock, Senate File 19, Predator Management, District Managers.
Senator Coe.
Mr. President, your committee number 4, Education, will meet over here in S11 next to the smoking lounge tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock to take up Senate File 57, Education Accountability.
Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your committee number 9, Minerals, will meet tomorrow, Wednesday, February 15th, 15 minutes after the noon recess in room S18 to discuss the following Senate files. Senate File 15, Advanced Conversion Technologies Task Force Amendments. Senate File 14, Nuclear and Hybrid Energy System Related Projects, and Senate File 12, Nuclear Energy Task Force Extension.
Senator Dockstetter.
Mr. President, your committee number 10, Labor and Health, will be meeting in room S20 at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, Wednesday, February 15th. Discuss the following files. Senate File 58, Health Insurance Exchange Study. Senate File 34, Medicaid Option Study. And if time permits, Senate File 37, Medicaid waiver funding.
Senator Perkins.
Thank you. Mr. President, your committee number 1, Judiciary, will meet tomorrow, Wednesday, February the 15th at 8 a.m. in room S1 to consider the following bills. Senate File 21, Saving Statute Application of Governmental Claims. Senate File 23, Death Penalty Method of Lethal Injection. Senate File 22, Clandestine Laboratory Operation Appeal. And if time allows, Senate File 26, District Court Judge Increase.
Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President. Joint Appropriations Committee will meet on adjournment to finish the discussion of the budget bill, and then we'll actually be voting on the final budget markup this evening. Tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, the Joint Appropriations Committee will meet in room 204 to discuss the sponsorship of the LSO 191W3 Public Works Contractor Preference. And then following that, the Senate Appropriations Committee will meet to consider the draft retirement bill that addresses the issues of multipliers. We'll have that actually written up right now, but it deals with the interim work that will be sponsored by the Senate Appropriations Committee upon a vote.
Are there other announcements? Members of the body, before we adjourn this afternoon, I'm going to ask that we take a moment of silence in recognition of a good friend. So with that, before we adjourn, let's just pause for a moment of silence. Thank you. You heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. We are adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.